Hey guys, and welcome to the Provokers podcast, where we talk about things you probably should too. Today I'm joined by...
Hey guys, I'm Ethan, I'm listening to Flubzixie Gaming.
And I am the hilarious host, Jeevan Stevens. How are we doing today?
You know, we're doing. That's the best response I got for you.
That's fair. That's, you can only do what you're doing.
Yep. But I was going to propose an idea that you probably already were aware of. But as you guys know, the last episode was John and Ethan literally go shopping. And if you don't know what the topic of that episode is, then I really don't know what to tell you. We kind of really spelled it out for you. Sometimes it's not really that obvious. But like that one's really spelled out for you. So like I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
But I was going to, instead of doing like our normal small talk, because who cares about what we're doing, right? I think we talk about kind of just, like, our thoughts on the episode. Not the finished episode, but our thoughts on the topic itself. And I also have, John doesn't have a physical receipt of what he has. I do. So he's gonna give us a ballpark range of what, the total was and stuff like that. I can actually give you the exact total because I have the receipt. And then we'll just kind of talk about it. Not for very long. Again, it will just be the small talk segment of it. But John, you want to go first, man?
Yes. I mean, I thought it was a very interesting episode, and I felt very like weird just walking around the store talking to myself.
Yeah.
I had like my AirPods in, so if anyone was like looking at me, they'd be like, "Oh, he's popping just on the phone." But yeah, it was interesting.
There was a thing that I read the other day. It's like, You care probably a lot more than what other people care about. Or something along the lines of that. It's basically saying that if you were to walk into a store and just, like, talk to yourself, no one would care. Because they either assume you're on the phone, they're too busy to care, or they just assume you're crazy. And if they do, whatever. It's not going to affect you in any way, because they're not probably going to tell you that they think you're crazy. And even if they do, you shouldn't care.
Right.
So, like, I kind of live off that idea. So when I went in, I was just like... I was quiet here and there when there was, like, a bunch of people near me. I'm like, what? Because I don't know if John's listened to the episode. Well, he can't, because it's not out yet for us. For you guys, it's out. But for us, it's, like, it's going up in, like, 2 or so weeks. But essentially, in the episode, I kept saying, like, oh, my God, there's, like, 50 people here. And I didn't realize it at the time. And even when I did the outro for the episode... It was the day after Labor Day, so maybe that's why it was, for me, the store was so dang busy. Like, I would go into an aisle, there'd be no one in there. And then as I'm, like, trying to get the thing I'm trying to get, there's, like, 50 people would come to the aisle. I'm like, are you kidding me? But it's probably the reason because it was the day after Labor Day. And that's why it was so dang busy. Because that's when I recorded mine, and it seemed to be when John did his, too. But...
You're right. Yeah, so, for me, it wasn't packed. There was a few times where I'd like squeeze past people, and be like, "You're taking up too much space. Get out of here." But it's the day after Labor Day, and also like the store I went to is right next to my college, and so I think there might have been like a good amount of like college students there, just getting snacks after school or just being there. There's also a Starbucks inside there, so there's a lot of them
of course.
Going for that.
Wait, there's a Starbucks? Oh, is it like a Walmart-type store?
Yeah, it was similar to Walmart, I would say.
Okay.
It's not like exactly the same. You know, they really mainly just do food and whatnot.
Oh, I see.
Unlike Walmart, where it's just like literally
everything.
Whatever you want to buy. Walmart probably has
you it. Want a casket? Here's a casket!
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, and of course, I was just gonna say, I don't think John mentioned it. Maybe he did. I don't remember. But I mentioned at the very beginning of the episode, we weren't gonna disclose the store names because, first of all, they are not sponsoring us, so therefore they don't get their name on there. And second of all, my store wasn't a region-based store, it is a region-based store. It wasn't a local-based store, so if I had said it, it wouldn't have doxed me in any sort of way. But John, I think the one thing I did hear him say was that his store was kind of local-based, so it might have given people a area to look at and be like, wait a minute, there's this Jeevan guy over here. So that was another reason. Yeah, but the major reason was we were getting sponsored.
Right. But that was the main thing. For me, like, it was a store that it's not a local place. It is a chain, but it's not one of the big ones like Walmart or one of the other ones.
Yeah.
It's only in like a handful of states. Because where we used to live, I didn't see them ever. And then now there's a handful.
Yeah, it's probably like a Food Line or like a Publix or like a Kroger or like something like that.
Right.
So, but yeah, when I was going through it, so my recording length, because we didn't really, that was the one thing we didn't coordinate, and I probably should have done that, but it's fine. My recording length was 50 minutes. Granted, 10 minutes was me waiting in line for like the cash register, but. So 40 something minutes, and that's because I went in for a couple things that weren't on the challenge list, obviously. And then I also, for the challenges that we got, I also was trying to beat them because I wanted to be a winner. And I think the first thing was easy. Let me see what just to review. So John's first thing was buy something made of chocolate, which. I pointed out in the episode, he says specifically made of chocolate, meaning you can't buy something that's chocolate-based, but it's not made of chocolate. So I caught that, and so I just bought a pack of Hershey bars, which are made of actual chocolate, cacao beans and stuff. And then buy something that is red and yellow. That was, that was harder because I needed to get something, and I mentioned in the episode again, that we're doing the packaging as we red and yellow, not the food itself, because the food itself, red and yellow, that'd be kind of hard. Like, what's red and yellow only, you know? So, what I got was Doritos, and I have a Dorito bag right here. If you hold a bag of Doritos, you might be like, wait a minute, there's black on here. Black is the absence of color, first of all, so there, take that, haters. But the red, obviously, it's a red bag, and then the yellow comes from two different places. It comes from, obviously, the picture of the Dorito chip on the bag, as well as there's a little bit of yellow in the Dorito that's in the logo. And it's like I said, there's black on here too, but who cares about black? Because it's the absence of color. So I didn't count it. So I got that, and then buy something that begins with AL. My first immediate thought was aluminum. Aluminum foil starts with AL. But I was like, I don't really just want to buy aluminum foil. Is there anything else that starts with A and L? And I searched the store for, I kid you not, like 20 minutes searching for anything that began with AL. And I couldn't find anything else. And so I'm like, well, I guess I'm getting aluminum foil. So I got aluminum foil. But yeah, so what I got is, I got some pastaronis, because I needed those. I got the Hershey thing I already said, I got some cookies, because I wanted them. That was more of an impulse buy, I was not going in for that. Then I got some body armors, because I needed some body armors, and then I got the Doritos, like I said, and then, obviously, the aluminum foil, oh yeah, and I got the Lunchables too. I got a Lunchable, because I just wanted to relive my childhood and be like, is this still good? It wasn't. I don't know why I got it. But, but I got it anyway. No offense to Lunchables. You're great for kids under the age of 5 that have no taste buds. But listen, it's fine. You're fine. But the total that I had at the end was $35.05. Now, granted, I'm a rewards member at this store, so the total would have been $47.05, but I got it down to $35.05 because I'm just a gamer. That's like almost $15 right there that I saved. So pretty happy about that. Because everything almost, besides the Lunchable, everything I got was on sale. So Doritos were on sale. The aluminum foil was on sale. I got aluminum foil for $1. Like that's pretty good. And then nothing's $1 anymore. I'm not going to go through everything here, but like a lot of it, all of it was on sale. So, but John, you obviously don't have a step-by-step thing to go off of, but what was your ballpark total that you remember?
So my ballpark total was like $27, and I only buy a handful of things because I was like, I think I even mentioned in the episode, like I meant to grab a cart before I came in here and I forgot to, so I guess I'm just holding all this stuff.
Yeah,
and it was a good point. Like, you know, it all, I'm like, I guess I'm done here.
Yeah, I think in the episode you also explained you stopped because you felt weird. So you just left. Because I don't think you completed the last challenge.
Like, I'll go through them. Because the first challenge was buy something under a dollar. And I found a water bottle that was like one of those plastic disposable water bottles. It was like 70 cents or something like that. Oh, like, that's under a dollar.
That's under a dollar. Nice.
And then for the, there's one that was buy something that was purple and yellow. I was like, I was thinking like I'd find something like Halloween themed because, you know, September 1st was the day I went there. It was September 2nd.
Right.
And I'm like, oh yes, Halloween stuff freaking everywhere. It's not even barely into September. There's all this Halloween stuff. But I actually ended up finding this like, it's similar to Teddy Grahams, but it was with bunnies. And it had like purple and yellow packaging. I'm like, oh, that, there we go. That's what I could use. And then when I got to buy something that was started with ET, I was like, what the hell would have ET? Like, freaking nothing. except I made a joke like, oh, unless they have the movie ET.
that would have made that would be so ironic and funny if you bought the movie ET. Well, I was going to say it too, also, like, when I was reading that, I'm like, what, honestly, what would start with ET? And my media thought went to ethanol gas. And I'm like, well, yeah, he does have a car. He does have a car, but that wouldn't be at a store anymore. That'd just be at a gas station, so. And then I'm like, well, maybe there, if he's at a decent grocery store, there's probably a lot of brands that could start with ET, because you can also go off of that. It doesn't have to be the name of the thing itself, because with A&L, I tried to look for brands that started with A&L, like Owl's Chicken Farm or something, shout out to Toy Story, but like, nothing came of it when I was looking, and I went down almost every aisle, so, yeah, the last one was meant to be the hardest one. That's why I took 20 minutes. Well, aluminum foil was really easy, but I was trying to find a food or something I could actually have use for. I don't use aluminum foil. So I was trying to find something I could actually use for A&L, but I literally just couldn't find anything. And John couldn't find really anything for ET either. But the third one was supposed to be the hardest one. That's why we both had a hard time with it, so.
Yes.
Also, I want to point out, we are recording this on a Sunday, which we always do, but it's football season again, so if you hear any background noise, there's not much I can do about it. Except for blow up the moon. I could blow up the moon. That is an option, but, you know, I'll think about it.
Yeah, if the moon just randomly blew up during a football game, I think people might be a little bit distracted. they might not be screaming about the football game.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'm trading one scream for another. I don't know if that's gonna work. But yeah, so and we also have people over too. It's not just the game, there's people over too, so we'll see what happens. Because normally it used to be that John would record, and as far as I'm aware, he doesn't have crazy people overhead his house, so they wouldn't just be screaming over everything. We switched it because John was like, no, you did the one where you're on your floor. I forgot what made us switch, but we switched. Oh, we did it because John was gone, and me and Noah had to do one by ourselves, and so obviously I had to record that. And then we just kind of did it for me from that point outward, because I was able to remove kind of the white noise a little bit. Now, there's still a little bit if you listen with headphones, but if you're listening on a speaker or anything else, you don't hear it, so it's awesome. So.
Yeah, and it's really just like a lot simpler, because I would have to like send over the recording. And yeah. Sometimes I forget. They'd be like, can I get that? I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Send
it over. Yeah.
So it's just easier this way, at least for me.
Well, then, I don't know. I don't know what about John's setup is different, because his file sizes were way bigger. Like, I record one of these episodes, it's like, maybe it's a gigabyte. He would send it to me, and it'd be like 4 gigabytes. I'm like, what is happening? What is going on? Why is it so big?
I've tried messing with OBS and settings, but can I find a way to freaking lower these sizes? I cannot. The one time I tried doing it, and made it bigger. So I'm like, let's go back to the settings.
That's hilarious. Yeah, I mean, maybe OBS is trying to tell you that you got a big file size, John.
Oh, yeah. Size matters. Okay.
Let's move off this before we get canceled.
I'm talking about files.
Uh-huh, sure. Sure, bud.
Anyway, moving on. Do you have a headline for us?
Yeah. It'd be kind of impossible to avoid the obvious here. This will be recorded on September 14th, in case you're curious. So I'm not going to talk about it for too long, but someone got literally assassinated on live TV. Mind you, not a politician, not anyone that's of in power in that terms of sense. Just someone exercising their freedom of speech and engaging with people got shot. So that happened, and I had seen the video live. So to anyone that hasn't seen it, don't. It is horrible. Not something you're going to get out of your head. But, yeah, so that happened. And then at this point, people... I kind of had to mostly avoid Twitter and social media for as a whole, I should say. It's everywhere. It's not obviously just on Twitter. But Twitter's where I'd go to get headlines and stuff. And after I saw it, I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to find anything else. And I didn't. What I did find, though, is that people are literally ready to start a civil war. There is literally the thought of a civil war on the brink here. This isn't even me exaggerating. This is literally people everywhere are saying they are ready for a civil war. And that's concerning for multiple different reasons. But it's also, there's a lot of stuff around the world that's happening where it's a civil war. It's not less of a civil war, more of like an overthrowing. For example, Nepal recently, the people of Nepal overthrew their government, and succeeded, by the way. There's also a bunch of others, I don't remember all of them. But there's a lot, this week has been insane for multiple different reasons. But multiple different governments have been overthrown. And then this happened in our country that I just talked about. And now one particular side is saying we are ready for a civil war. And that they're encouraging it. So that's terrifying because a civil war, obviously, you can only be on one side or the other. If you're in the middle, you're in the crossfire. And yeah, so I'm not going to say too much on it. All I can say is that the person that got killed was a husband. Regardless of whether you agreed with him on anything or not, doesn't matter. That all gets thrown out the window. He was a husband of two kids. One was they're both really young, which is absolutely horrific and tragic. And his mission was to get people talking, and whether they disagreed with him or not, get people talking. And let people voice their opinions, and obviously he would voice his own. And his mission, I didn't really follow him all that much, but once this happened, I kind of started to look back on his legacy and see if he was actually as bad as people were saying was. He was absolutely not. He was like one of the least people that deserved that. And his family especially, I feel so bad for them, because I think him and his wife had just gotten married. Not recently, but in the last couple of years, I think. So there was that. And then, like I said, it's just absolutely tragic. And then I saw people celebrating an assassination, which for me, I have two options for you. There's a mental asylum or a jail. Pick one, because you've lost your humanity at that point. If you're celebrating someone who got killed and assassinated, a husband, father, whatever, I don't care if you disagree with him. I didn't agree with everything he said either. I'm not going to go and shoot somebody I disagree with, because that's not how the world works. And I kind of resonate with his message, because that's what we're doing here. The entire thing of this podcast is to get people talking and create and provoke a conversation. That is exactly what we're doing, and that kind of aligns slightly with what he was doing. So it pains me and angers me that someone of that caliber got killed just because he had a different opinion than someone that did the deed, right? That ticks me off. So this whole week has just been an emotional roller coaster, really. But it'd be literally a disservice and honestly impossible to not bring this up in a headline section of this of a podcast episode. But I just wanted to get that out there, because this is being recorded 4 days after it happened, 5 days, whatever. So, yeah.
I feel like From what I've heard and what I've seen, like, I wouldn't agree with a lot of what he had said. However, nobody deserves to be shot on live television. So whether you agree or disagree with him, that shouldn't have happened. You should find out some way to find solutions peacefully that don't involve killing people. And the other things you're saying was like the tensions have been high for quite a while now. So like, if you guys out there listening to this, stay safe. Shit's real. Shit's getting real.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I really gotta say on that.
Yeah, no, that's fine. The thing I was gonna say too is that the main response to the people saying they're ready for a civil war is, oh, we gotta calm down. It's like, which I agree. But then their response to that is, you killed the person that was willing to do that. So, like, I don't think from the character that he was, I don't think he would want a civil war. Because, obviously, anything that starts or ends with war is a problem. Because people die, tensions rise even further, and a lot of people are saying, the people that are not advocating for civil war, they're saying they're scared that World War III won't even be a world war because it will just be people against people. It won't be, which I guess, yes, all wars are that. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, like, it'd be one side of the U.S. versus the other side. One side of Nepal versus the other side, which Nepal actually was successful in theirs. I don't think they killed anybody. They were just like, they just burned down the government building. So, but they were being oppressed from what I can tell. I haven't looked into Nepal specifically, but I did see a couple of videos on it that they were successful. I'm pretty sure I never saw that anyone died. They just burned down the building when no one was in there. So, whatever. Yeah, John's exactly right. Tensions have been high for a while. But I agree with the people that are saying, I'm worried this was the catalyst. I'm worried that a peaceful man that was just like, again, like John said, I didn't agree with everything he said. I agreed with some stuff. I didn't agree with stuff. I didn't know him honestly that well until this happened. But no one deserves to get shot. I don't care if you disagree with them or not. You don't get to just go out and shoot someone because you disagree with them. That's not how the world works. And then people that are celebrating his death are even sicker because that's disgusting. And you should be taken away to a mental institution or jail, whichever one you prefer, because that's, you've lost your humanity. You're not a person anymore. You've lost empathy. You've lost everything. Like, that's, you're almost worse than the person that did it. So that angers me to see that. But yeah, like you said, the tensions have been rising for a while, but I agree with the people that are saying, I wonder if this was the catalyst, and we'll see what happens. But I agree with John saying, stay safe. Don't do it. Like, we can tell you to not do anything rash, but we have no power to stop you. But just at the end of the day, be safe, keep your family safe, and that's all we can really say.
Moving on, do you have a creative showcase or a email for us today?
Yes, so I said last episode, or maybe the episode before that, because the last episode was like, the intro and outro are very different than they usually are. But whatever episode it was, I said, oh, next time I'll do an email. And so I have done that. I found an email. This one is from Ryan. Is it Ryan Trahan? It's not. But it could be. You never know. But they said, hey, Provokers, hope you guys are doing great today. My favorite episode is actually Roleplay Rumble. The entire concept was hilarious, and John's line delivery was amazing. Although that seems to not be much of a surprise. My favorite game show, though, was the Universal Stability Game Show. It was such a creative game show, and I hope to see more like it in the future. I've been listening since January of this year. I can't wait to see what's to come, and I'm super excited for the season finale. And again, that's by Ryan. So, Ryan, awesome episode selections. Roleplay Rumble, I was super happy when we did that one because it was... it's not as different as the going shopping episode, but it was different in the sense that we're kind of role-playing in a sense, which we had never done. Not in the sense that, like, typical role-play, but in the sense of, like, we took on characters. So I was a sassy AI assistant, if I recall. John was a Western cowboy, and I forgot what Noah was. But it was a really good episode. Not an episode I would really think we'll do again, but it's just a really fun episode. I think it kind of deserves to be by itself. It kind of deserves to be on its own, you know? It's a standalone episode. And then Choice of Game Show, Universal Stability, also one of my favorites. And yes, there will be things like it to come. Not necessarily Universal Stability 2. I think, again, that's another thing that kind of deserves to be its own thing. Because sometimes if I really like the game show and I think it needs a season 2 or 3, then I'll do that. Universal Stability wasn't one of those ones that I was like, yeah, that needs a season 2. Because I don't think it personally does. I think it's fine by itself. But there is some game shows that are currently in the works that are similar in the sense that maybe it's not points that matter. Maybe it's not whatever that matters. It's, Don't Die. the Dead Silence game show is kind of very, very different in that sense too, because it was John and Noah were locked in a spooky mansion. They had to hide. They had to defend themselves against the demons and like that kind of stuff. So, and I already mentioned, I already teased that there is a part 2 to that coming. So you have that to look forward to. And, all that good stuff. And I'm personally excited for season finale 2 because I'll announce this after John gives his thoughts about your email there, Ryan. But there's gonna be something special I'm gonna announce in a second. But John, what do you gotta say to good old Ryan over here?
Well, yeah, I would say, the Roleplay Rumble is definitely a solid one to be a favorite because that one was a lot of fun to do. Obviously, being able to pull out those different, characters and voices. It was a lot very interesting. And for the game show, yeah, that was a really fun game show. I kind of agree with you that it's good to be standalone for both of those because they're fun, but you know you don't want to have like another.
Yeah. And I think that's where the line "fuck dumb predators" came from, and that's one of John's lines because it was, I forget the exact scenario, but it was like, I forgot what the upside was, but the downside was 50% of our predators. Oh yeah, it was dinosaurs come back, but the downside was 50% of predators go extinct. And then Noah was like giving a pretty good reason. He's like, well, you know, dinosaurs would cause some problems and whatever. And then we go to John, like, cause Noah gave this little speech, and then we go to John, he's like, fuck them predators. So he took the warp, and that was his reasoning. And it's hilarious. Like you said, John's line delivery. But, yeah, so, speaking of the season finale, though, we are approaching the season finale in the sense that we're only, like, 20 or so episodes away, cause we're on episode, this is, all right, close my browser, damn it. Well, you know what? We're on episode, like, I want to say, if I go to the most recent one, which is for you guys, for us, well, for us, it's Order Up was the most recent one. That is episode 72, and there's, what, 3 more episodes coming out for us. So this is episode 76, 75, 76, somewhere around there. So about, like, 25 episodes left until the season finale, which is crazy. And 25 episodes sounds like a lot, but it's honestly going to go by pretty quick, especially when we pre-record, because we're going to be pre-recording for Christmas and stuff again. So we're going to do something a little bit special for the season finale, and I've already kind of made it because I want to get really prepared for it. I don't want to do this at the last minute or anything. I have created it's not a Google Doc, it's the Google questionnaire thing. I forgot what it's called. But I've created one of those things. And in that questionnaire that you guys can submit, it will be what segments do you want for the season 2 finale? Because if you remember in the season 1 finale, we had 3 different segments, and then the last segment was kind of us talking about the season. We're going to keep that last segment because we're going to do that again for this one. But the other 3 segments, we want you guys to tell us what segments you want. So you can submit that. It's an open-ended question. There's no, like, multiple choice or anything. It's open-ended. So you guys get to fully decide this. And the links will be available in this episode description itself. And follow us over on our socials at the Provokers Pod for Twitter. And then at the Provokers Podcast Official for Instagram. The link will also be over there as well. So go do that. And we'll pick, like, the top 3 submissions. That's kind of how it's going to be how it is. Because as much as I would love to do 28 segments and have infinite time and have a time machine, we don't have that ability. So we'll just pick the top 3, but you guys are still pretty much in full control of it. So head on over to that, click that link and head over to that website and submit the form. And then come episode like 95 or so, I'll probably close it. So you have until then, but I just want to get this out there now that's what we're doing. So get hyped for that, because it's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm very curious to see what you guys want the segments to be, because remember, the only rule is, and I say this in the doc, the only rule is that the whatever segment you want has to have originated from season 2, because we don't want to do a season 1 gimmick in the season 2 finale, right? It doesn't make a lot of sense. So that's the only rule, really, but other than that, it's pretty much unlimited, so. And yes, this does mean if you want Wavelength, we can do that again. But it won't be an episode, it'll just be its own segment in the finale. Because we're done with Wavelength episodes. But if you would want that as a segment of Season 2, that is allowed. Even though I said that's... even in the Wavelength Part 3, that's the last time. So, that just to clarify it. But if you also have any questions, you can also just ask me in an email and I can respond privately. I'm not going to obviously share it on the podcast, but if you have any questions about it, I can also answer those as well.
Very good, yes. That sounds very interesting, and I'm looking forward to it. Well, are you ready to get into the episode today?
I'm definitely feeling it now, Mr. Krebs.
All right, I'm glad, I think. we're going to get in. So today, we're doing something very special. We are going to be looking at the entirety of the Provokers podcast, and we're going to decide the Infinity Stones. We're becoming inevitable. And we're going to find which episodes we can tie to each of the Infinity Stones. If you don't know what the Infinity Stones are, what rock have you been living under? Are you not been watching any of the Marvel movies ever?
Right.
I'm thinking, like, I don't know if we want to do this in a particular order, but my initial thought for, like, the Mind Stone would be the space in our minds, I think it's called. We talk about mental health. That feels very fake, that one.
I was going to do it in the way that, in the order he gets them in the movie, just so we can at least have some correlation.
Okay, well then, we'll come back to that one.
We'll come back. Yeah,
I think he starts out with this.
He starts out with power.
I think he starts off with a power stone.
Yeah, because we don't see him get it, but he has it already, meaning he got that first.
Yeah.
So, power. What would be an episode that I would think is like a power stone type thing? By the way, if you guys want to play along with us, then feel free to open up your preferred streaming platform and look at the episodes with us. Now, we're going in through season 1 and 2. Like John said, it's the entire podcast. And we're relating them to the stones. Obviously, they're not, in case you didn't realize that they're not physical stones or anything, but we're just relating them in the idea of the power stone and the mind stone and whatever. So power stone I see as like, I don't know, cause like time's pretty important too, but I was like, cause the way I'm gonna view time, I have an answer, but I'm gonna save it for when time happens. Time is like, it stands the test of time. Like that would be kind of where I'd go for the podcast specifically. Power to me is kind of like, cause I don't, when I see power, I don't necessarily think of it as powerful in the sense of like meaning, but in the sense of like power of the podcast. Like it's a super strong episode. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's what I mean by powers. Like, the strength of the episode itself, not of the message. Because that's where I think the mind would come in. So, if we're talking about if you agree with that, I think that's what we're talking about. That's what I think we should go with, like, actual strength of the episode. That's a hard one, because there's so many good ones to choose from. What would I say is, like, the power stone? You have any ideas as you're scrolling through? Because we can have ideas and discuss the ideas. We don't have to just pick one and be like, oh, this is it.
America runs on Duncan, I think is the name of the episode.
Yeah.
We just talk about Duncan for most of it. That one is one that, because like, no matter when you listen to it, or not even no matter when you listen to it, but like if you listen to the entire thing, it's not like, oh, I'm bored of talking about Duncan, you know, yeah. I'd be like, oh my goodness, this joke sucks, get over it, like, it's funny the entire time.
Yeah, that's definitely a good idea. I don't know if I'd give it the statue of a Power Stone, though, is the only thing.
Yeah. I'm
trying to think, like, I just scrolled past We Have the Funny, which is a really, really good episode. But again, Power Stone is like a super high caliber for that. Yeah. I'm honestly mostly looking in season two because I think our best episodes have come from season two, so I'm not even really bothering at season one. Although I know there's some really high marks, like the reset button, I thought of that maybe, and the one John just said, but I still think our best episodes have come from season two, so I'm just kind of scrolling through season two. Because when we do the tier list for season two, it's obviously like 40 episodes from now. But when we do that, like, there's not going to be a lot of things in, like, C and below. So, for me, anyway. I mean, we'll see what John says when we do it, but... for me, there's not a lot that are honestly that low. Wavelength did get 3 episodes in a really short time span. So... And there's technically 4, if you think about it, because there's the Patreon one, too. Which that one was the originator, so... Technically speaking, that's the first one, but that's why the episode on the actual podcast, the first one is called Wavelength Remastered, because it's remastered of the first one. That's an idea. The Provoker's Horror Experience is honestly a really interesting one, because it's less of a episode, and I made it more of an experience. I mean, they all are, to a degree, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get that. That one is... a really decent one, because like it's hard to say, like, we don't, it's not necessarily like which one is our best episode, like what, because it's hard to quantify that as well.
Well, that's kind of what the Power Stone is. It's like, well, not the best, but it's like it has, it's just powerful in terms of the strength of the episode. So if it's strength of the episode, by default it would technically be the best. But with that being said, there's like what John just said, there's too many to really quantify one single one being the best. So that's why I think we just shoot a couple ideas, and then whichever one we personally think is the best out of those, then we can do it. You guys, again, of course, might have a different opinion, because you guys are the actual viewers instead of the creators, right? So that's why I think it's very curious, or I'd be very curious to hear your guys' stones or whatever.
We got... Ethan takes away poise for visibly no reason. Alan,
that's funny, three. But I don't know if I'd qualify that in terms of strength, you know? Roker's quiz show, I mean, that's an idea, I guess. I'm also looking at there's one of the serious topic episodes that I'm saving for, actually, the Mind Stone. But it could work for Power, but I'll save it. I think it works better with the Mind Stone than it does the Power Stone.
The Vanish button also is really strong.
Well, I feel like if we do, I know it was your favorite, but the Vanish button exists because the reset button exists. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So by strength of episode, if the Power Stone had, like, it doesn't work like this in the movie, but if the Power Stone, if there's 2 Power Stones, And the one was created because the first one existed, then the second one, if the first one never existed, the second one never would have existed. But, like, that's a typical, like, time mechanic, right? So if I were to say, if we were to pick Vanish or Reset, it would have to be Reset, because the Vanish button only exists because the Reset button does. I mean, that's a decent idea.
Reset button also.
Yeah, Reset button's a decent idea. Because it is a super strong episode. Because it got an entire, like, 3-part series on the podcast. It's almost like a mini series on the podcast. Because the game shows are game shows. I want to qualify those as series, even though some have, like, season 2s and season 3s. They're not like a series of episodes, right? It's just their own thing, right? And the only other consistent things are the series topic episodes. Outside of that, the Reset Button trilogy is kind of its own thing. I mean, we could go with it. You want to go with it, or do you have a different idea?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Yeah, I'm honestly good with that, too. I think the Reset Button was such a strong episode. The way John and Noah handled it was really awesome, too. I mean, Noah kind of sucked in the beginning when he was just giving out outlandish things that weren't going to happen. But once they started to, once he started to take it seriously, he was getting good with it. So, yeah, I think that's honestly a decent Power Stone episode, the Reset Button. Because I also have a lot of... emails where they this was before I kind of mentioned, hey, don't give me your last name and stuff, but I have a lot of emails that are saying, well, I love the Reset Button, when's the next one, and like that kind of thing. And all of this was also before the trilogy finished. They would also like, oh, when's the next one, like that kind of stuff. So I got a lot of emails about that too, so I'm hoping the audience agrees with us that the Reset Button is a really good Power Stone. So
That's a good one. So I guess the next one is the Space Stone.
The Space Stone, yes.
Right? I think it's that one. It's that one.
Yep.
So yeah. So the Space Stone. Space is interesting.
This was when I made this idea, this was the one stone I was worried about quantifying. Because space is space, right? But, like, so the Space Stone, the way it works is it allows him to travel through the universe, right? And so the way I could quantify it, maybe, is that whatever episode we choose, it has to be able to, like, it has to hold so much different meanings that it can go to so many different people. Like, that's what I was thinking. Like, it's not a one-size-fits-all episode. It's an episode that quantifies so many different, feelings, perspectives, ideas, like, that kind of thing.
Right. So in a way, I would say the mystery topic wheel. Because there's so many different topics we touch on, you know?
Yeah, that is true. I mean, there is two of them. So, I think if we have to pick... I know I just said this. But there's a difference here, because the Mystery Topic Reel 1, or sorry, the Mystery Reel Topic Reel 2, yes, it only exists because the first one did, but the second one we also changed it so that every 5 minutes we switch topics, so there was a lot more variety in the second one than there was in the first one. Sometimes the sequel's better. That's all I got to say. Sometimes the sequel's better.
Sometimes you get across the spiders, and it's better than the first one.
Exactly. So... if we go with that, I'd say the second one should take priority. But I'm going to keep looking just in case we get a couple more ideas. I'm honestly looking at the serious topic episodes because sometimes those can fit a lot of different perspectives. A lot of the ones in season two do. That's why I'm very happy with the season two ones. Season one, you know, it's all right. It's all right. I think there's a couple we rated pretty low. In the tier list, but that's because some of them were last minute, some of them weren't that great, so. But that's why season two I'm so proud of. I'm so proud of how season two's gone, obviously, but in terms of serious topic episodes especially, I'm so proud of how those have turned out. So.
We also have, what is it called? I know what the sequel's called, but I forget what the
first
one is.
Just tell me, and I might be able to figure it out.
Like the End of the World one?
Oh, Toast to the End of the World is the first one, and then Dawn of the Final Day is the sequel. Honestly, you know what? That's a decent idea, and I was at first I'm like, well, I don't know if that's a space stone, but almost just because. Although reality, I'm wondering if reality's better for that, because the reason I was going off of space is because, yeah, I mean, we're all gonna die someday. It's a shared experience. It goes across all different things. Now, obviously, we're all not gonna die in a fire explosion, hopefully, but you know, we're at the end of time, we're all gonna be gone, right? That's a shared fact of life. So, that's what I was trying to quantify, but then I'm like, oh, well, wait, that's kind of that's one of the episodes that's super grounded in reality. So maybe that could fit a reality stone, but then I'm thinking of other stones, I'm thinking of other episodes that could quantify reality, so I don't know. That one could fit a couple, but not, right. But not a super strong one, you know what I mean? Like, it can fit a couple ones, but very weakly, if that makes sense.
Right. Yeah, that's fair.
Space stone, man. So I'm also thinking of, like, super comedy-based one, because comedy is, like, a super universal thing. Not in the sense that everyone laughs at the same thing, but just in the sense that comedy is great. It makes us laugh. Everyone gets to laugh, you know?
Right. Everyone has one thing they find funny. If they don't, they're a heartless monster, I think.
Yeah, I guess.
Because you're like, nothing funny. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, like, people falling over isn't even funny to you? Like, yeah. But We Have the Funny is, like, one of the ones that's, like, super comedy-based. Like, that entire thing is comedy. Because our podcast is comedy-related. It's comedy/leisure. That's, like, the two categories we're in. But there's also episodes that are, like, less comedy-based and more fun. And then there's some that are, like, really serious and not that much fun. Well, they're fun, but in the sense that they're serious. And then there's some that are super funny and not at all serious at all. You know what I mean?
One of the more recent ones, if you're thinking comedy based, I would say was it wasn't recent, I was thinking of a different one, but then I went back to the Smasher Pass one where we did Smasher Pass for the Super Smash Brothers characters, because that one was all jokes. none of that serious.
I hope it's all jokes, yeah. Yeah, I'd agree, but I also don't want to give that to a stone of this caliber, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
it's kind of a comedy episode.
Smash your pads.
Yeah, it's a comedy episode, but I think it's also a stupid episode. Like, you know what I mean?
It's kind of stupid by design.
By design, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Maybe I should just look at some. I've been really just looking at season 2. I need to stop doing that. I'm just so biased for season 2.
Right.
I mean, season 1 finale by default because it had 3 different segments was a variety, but video game warp. Not everyone likes video games, though, so that's not like a universal thing. I'm kind of just like in my head. I'm just kind of eliminating like a lot of episodes that like I would say are not like one are not super like I don't know what the word for it, like broad. I guess they're not super broad in terms of the ideas, meaning, and like whatever. Yeah, I mean, Mystery Topic Road 2. That's honestly the best idea I've come across so far.
Well, we can go with that one.
Yeah, you know, for the sake of time, we'll do it, because we still got, like, 4 more stones to worry about, so.
Yes, okay, so right. Moving on to, what is the next one, Reality?
It's Reality, yep.
Okay, Reality. As I mentioned, the toasty in the world, I would say, is definitely, like, very grounded in reality.
That's super grounded, very, yeah.
Like, because this is almost I like to say almost no jokes in that one, but it's very much like a very, I don't know how to describe it. It's not serious.
Well, it is. In a
way, but not one of the main serious ones.
Yeah. Well, I think we even said that in the episode, that it was a serious topic, but it wasn't a serious topic. You know what I mean?
Right. I think I've been using the term for those types of episodes as like pseudo serious ones, because they're not like the main serious ones, where they're like meant to try to be impactful. It's just
right,
kind of serious.
People are screaming in my house right now. So yeah, I think I also think we got to figure out, should we go off of like physical reality, or should we go off of the idea that you can change reality with it? Because that's what the reality stone does, is you can change the reality stone in your hand, you can change how you perceive reality. So,
right.
Do we go off of that, or do we go off of what, the first thing we were doing?
Yeah, because if we want to go after like how it's being used, a very good one, I would say, would be like video game warp. Because it's literally about shifting to a different reality.
Yeah, I was thinking either like those types, or like a serious topic episode could fit that perfectly, where you change your. Because I was thinking of the Forgiveness Project, because the Forgiveness Project, the entire idea of that is, because we all do it, we all hold grudges, we all do that, right? The whole idea of is that you need to, the Forgiveness Project was kind of like an idea that you can forgive a person even if they've done the worst things to you, that's been super long, and you still hold a grudge, like that kind of stuff. So you're actively changing your reality based on your own decisions. So that was an idea I had for that specific side of it. But it could also just be of like the idea of changing reality, which would be video game warp as well.
Right.
There's a lot of good ones for
that. There's a couple of different ones I really good for that.
I think, here, I'm going to. Yeah, for the sake of time, let's choose between the one we've already talked about. So we have, if we want to go, we have Toasted End of the World. I think we stick with the first one. The Dawn of the Final Day is really good and all, but I think the first one's a little bit better. But,
yeah.
Then we have, I think the Forgiveness Project could fit in terms of like morally, and then Video Game Warp for like the idea of changing physical reality. What would you personally mm-hmm. think we should go with?
I think we should go with the Toast to the End of the World, because that one's really good, personally, in my opinion. And I like that one a little bit better. I mean, I came up with the idea, so I'm a little bit biased.
Uh-huh. But... Well, I'm also trying to think, have we been following... I guess not. Yeah, no, I guess not, because I was going to say, have we been following what the stones actually do with this? But we haven't, because... The Mr. Topic Wheel obviously cannot, like, cannot go in a different, cannot teleport. You. Yeah, but the Power Stone, like, yeah, I guess that makes sense. So we'll do Toasted in the World for reality then.
Okay, so reality.
Why did autocorrect change toast to stoats? That is not even close. That's not what it's called.
Let's see. It goes from. I'm trying to remember. I think what is next? Soul.
Yes, he goes after soul next.
So that's an interesting one for sure. Because like it's very, I guess, cereal.
Yeah. Like, so the way I quantify this is, like, what's the soul of the podcast? Like, what is an episode that accompanies the soul of the podcast? I think that's how we quantify this one. I don't really think there's any other way to really quantify it, in my opinion. Soul of the podcast? So our entire mission is provoke a conversation, right? What's an episode that we think has provoked the most conversation? I think that's, in our minds, because we don't have statistical evidence of that, obviously, but in our minds, what do we think is the most conversational episode? I think it, by default, is going to go towards a serious topic, but that's fine. We honestly haven't had one yet in the stone selection here anyway. I'm going to go from the top up because, again, I think the season 2 ones are better, but, and I'm allowed to say that because I pretty much host all of them, so. Like, all these serious topics, by the way, are going to be good. It's just we got to figure out which one I personally think, like, we personally think would provoke the most conversation. Because It's Okay Not to Be Okay is a really good episode, but I don't think it would provoke too many conversations. Like, that's more of, like, an internal thing, right?
Right, yeah. I definitely agree with that one.
The Forgotten. That one, as a concept, would hopefully provoke conversations. Because that one's all about, like, treating other people with respect that are, like, in certain industries. Like, a lot of people go overlooked, like, fast food people, service workers, that kind of thing. Garbage people as well, like all those people that get kind of like left behind. It's that one was talking about. You should treat them with respect and like that kind of thing. That I think increases the kindness of the world. I don't know about like conversations necessarily. You could also say it like that.
Yeah,
I'm proud of you is like an internal thing again. It's about like accepting your accomplishments and like giving yourself some praise when you need it. The Secret of Life. People change people. I mean. That one could go either way for me. It could either be internal or it could be external. So it kind of goes both ways, which by default would mean it's not, I guess, an option.
I think Gratefulness, the Thanksgiving special of 2023, that one is pretty decent for this. Like, because people might be like, oh, I don't, what am I grateful for? And then they think about it, they talk about it, and or maybe they'll be even... Hopefully, be like, oh, I'm gonna go talk to my family or talk to the people that I'm grateful.
Oh, So that's a decent idea, but I just thought of family bonds, which isn't a serious topic episode. But in that episode, we talk about how you should tell the entire theme of the episode was tell your family you love them. That would by default have if everyone does it. That would by default start a conversation amongst the families and stuff.
Right.
Which, if we look at that like a typical tree branch effect, that would be a lot if everyone actually did it. Which you should have, because that was your homework for the episode. You don't want to get an F on the test, do you? Because I'll give
Jimmy,
you one.
Did you do the homework?
Jimmy, you know, Jimmy, don't even tell me your cat ate it, because I don't believe you. You don't even have a cat, all right, Jimmy? So just get with it, all right? But,
Yes, I think it's probably either Family Bonds or Forgiveness Project.
Yeah, I think that's a
good... The Forgiveness Project, it's about, like, it might even inspire people to be like, man, I gotta talk to that person.
Yeah, it could. Honestly, you know what? That's another way to look at it. It could... People, like, yes, it changed internally for some people, but it could also be super externally because, like John just said, they could be like, oh, well, I should go talk to this person because we never resolved this, right? Like, that kind of thing. Ooh, that's a tough decision. I think you're right. I think it's between those two. I kind of want to give it to the Forgiveness Project, if I'm being totally honest. Like, I love family bonds. Don't get me wrong. I love family bonds. But if you really look at if you put a microscope on the Forgiveness Project, it could encompass family members, too. It could, like, some people have falling out with their families, and they need to forgive them. So it could also accompany the family one, whereas family bonds, it's just really about the family, right?
Yeah, I'd agree.
All right, you want to go with that?
Yep. All right. That's the Soul Stone.
All right, Soul Stone is done. Next is Time. So the way I quantify this one is what episode has stood the test of time. That's how I quantify this one. Which I already have an answer for you, because this is the one that kind of has a statistic behind it.
Okay, so what do you have about that one?
So, Dream or Scheme, the very first one, not season two, the very first one has been in the top five episodes forever. It has never dipped below five. Number one has shifted a couple times, and like number two has shifted a couple times, but it's always, but in the top five, Dream or Scheme has always been in there.
Right. I think that one is very, very strong for that position as well, because it's like, it's one of those episodes that I'm like, you know what? Pretty good. Like, we were really cooking with that one, and that's like early, early on, too, so
it's not
even like we had that flow that we have now.
I'm just double checking to see what the top five is now, because I'm curious to see, because Wavelength, the first one, Wavelength Remastered, since it's come out, it has been in the top 10 as well. That's in the top 10, so it's a little different. But it's been, that one's also stood the test of time, but it's not, it has been out as long. So I don't think I can personally give it to it just because it has been out. If this episode was in season 3, then I could definitely think that would be an option. But because of the fact that it hasn't been out as long, because like you said, Dream Scheme was like, freaking what? That's like, obviously season 1.
September 16th, 2022.
Yikes. That's a while ago. What's the top 5 here? Well, top 5 now would be interesting, because I'm curious. Season 1 finale is in number 1 right now, which is interesting. But again, has not been out that long. Well, it's been out for a long period of time, but not 4 years. not 4 years. You know what I'm saying. There's Dream or Scheme in number 3. So it's still in the top 5 even today. Video Game Warp, number 2. Shout out to my Video Game Warp, number 2. I like to see that. I love Video Game Warp. Then there's Wavelength Remastered in number 4. Yeah, that's pretty good. And then We Get Canceled in number 5. That's interesting.
I wonder if that one, people are like, what?
I wonder, yeah, that could be too.
Yeah. Because I barely remember that one, to be honest with you.
It was, Noah was hosting, and it was just like we gave our opinions on like the Harry Potter community, the Faz community, like just different types of communities and that kind of thing. Number 6 is Name That Game.
That's a good one as well.
Yeah. But yeah, I think personally Dream or Scheme, just because of how long it's been out and it's still in the top 5, like that, it's never dipped, at least when I've looked at it. Maybe it dipped for like 12 minutes, but
in 2 days from now, it will have been out for 3 whole years.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So yeah, that one is very fitting for the time stone, because it's undeniably been holding the test of time.
Right. Yeah, I think, to me, there's only one answer here, John, but what do you think?
Yeah, I agree.
All right, let's do it. So time is Dream or Scheme Season 1, mind you, not Season 2.
Yes.
So. All right, that only leaves us with the Mind Stone.
Mind Stone. So as I mentioned earlier, that I was thinking the space in our minds, because it's literally about the mind.
So I'd agree, but I'd also say a lot of season 2 ones are about internal mind stuff, too.
True.
And I also think we've gotten better over time, so naturally, to me, season 2 ones are better.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm trying to scroll back to like the internal ones, because before I was like looking for the external ones, now I'm looking for the internal ones. It's Okay Not to Be Okay is a decent idea, but
this might seem out there, but I'm thinking, am I the asshole?
Okay.
It's about like looking back and like, was I wrong about that? Am I like looking really internally and trying to see if like there's something about you that you didn't notice?
So I would agree if the entire episode was us giving our own experiences. But because we dwelled into the Reddit and we were just kind of giving our opinions on other people's problems, I think it was less serious at that point.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a fair point.
I'm Proud of You is good because that one's, again, talking about like reinforcing your self-esteem and being proud of yourself and that kind of thing. What else we got? We got Secret of Life, People Change People. I mean, that's a really good one because That one is all about how, like I just said, people change people. That's all about the mind and stuff. So that could work. Let's see. Forgiveness Project, we already have. Let's see. The Hope Debate. Oh, yeah. I shouldn't have forgot about that one. Why did I forget about that one? The Hope Debate? That's a really good one. With Ethan being crowned the winner and being thrust into the hot seat for another serious topic, he challenges the formula of how serious topic episodes are conducted. Or how serious episodes work. This time, Ethan has John and Noah team up to fight in a debate. So, yeah, I guess I don't explicitly say it, what it is in the description, but the Hope Debate is all about how you should hold on to hope no matter the cost. And that hope is the one thing that can guide you through the light at the end of the tunnel. And fitting now more than ever, even when we did this episode, it was fitting, but it's fitting now more than ever. That really could work for a mind stone. That could work.
Yeah.
I kind of like that idea. What's after that one? Breaking the Silence, I mean, that's good too, but that's... Oh, that's the first one, yeah, because then there's the finale, obviously. And season one, Future of Education, no. No Difference, good, but no. We Get Canceled, there it is. That one, no. Yeah, a lot of season one ones are not to be gonna fit.
Yeah, because they're all good, but they're just not, they're not really fitting for this particular stone, I'd say.
Ah, the perfect episode for the Mind Stone. Peeing in the shower. There you go. That's the one.
Yeah, there we go. We figured it out.
The best episode for the Mind Stone. That definitely not that one. Yeah, season one, I don't think fits at all. Nah, definitely not that one. Yeah, I don't think so. I'm interested to hear your opinion, but I think the Hope Debate is a really good pick for a Mind Stone.
Yeah, I think so too. It's all about looking into yourself and finding the thing that gives you hope when it feels difficult.
Yeah,
I would definitely give that one.
Well, and the theme of it fits, but also the episode structure itself fits, because the reason it's called the Hope Debate is because John and Noah were fighting on the side of hope, well, they didn't actually know that throughout the entire episode, and then I was fighting on the side of not, for the sake of Devil's Advocate, and so that they could actually have someone to debate with. But in the structure of the episode, I kept saying, oh, this sucks, everything sucks, I'm a pessimist, here's this, right? And so it was kind of like, naturally, your natural reaction is kind of like to feel less hopeful when someone tells you, oh, this sucks, you know, you don't want to do that, like that kind of thing. But instead they stood up and fought for the side of hope. And that's why I think doubly it works, because it fits for the meaning and the actual structure of the episode.
Yeah. And there's a bit to be said, like, it's a debate, so you actually have to use a little bit of, like, critical thinking to hear the other person's side and debunk it.
Exactly.
Without being like, no, you're wrong, because I said so.
Right, yeah. So, yeah, you want to go with it, the Hope Debate?
Yeah, that's a good one, yeah.
All right, let's lock it in. So we got the Hope Debate for the Mind Stone. So that is all six stones, ladies and gentlemen. So let me just quickly go over the stones that we have. So for the Power Stone, we have the Reset Button in terms of the strength of the episode. For Space, we have Mystery Topic Wheel 2 because it expands so many different topics and so many different comedy centrals, because there's comedy-based ones, there are serious-based ones, so it kind of accompanied everything. Reality, we have Toast to the End of the World, which is one of the most grounded episodes we have, so it really deserves reality. Soul, we have the Forgiveness Project, because your soul can be changed from the Forgiveness Project. And then Time, we have Dreamer Scheme, because it's one of the episodes that has stood the test of time. It's been in the top 5 episodes since the beginning. It's awesome. Go check it out if you haven't already. If you're new to the podcast and you've only listened to, like, season 2 episodes, then that's a season 1 episode you might want to go check out. Mind you, our equipment wasn't as good as it is now. That's the only downside. And then for the Mind Stone, we have the Hope Debate, which is a really good episode because it can change your mind about how hope is perceived and how hopefully have you allowed to have more hope in your life. So,
yeah, it's very, very good ones. And like I said, if you're new to the podcast, this is like the first episode you're watching. Like, welcome in. How you doing? We got a lot of interesting episodes here. So any of the ones we talked about today, I'd say are good ones. There's none of them that I'd be like, oh, don't listen to that one. That one sucks.
Right.
And I, every second time, I'm like, oh, yes, points. We're doing that to just as a side thing.
But well, this one's less of an episode where we need points. Points are more for like the games and the game shows and that kind of thing.
You get 2 billion points.
Oh, heck yeah. I love 2 billion. It's my favorite. It's my third favorite number.
That's what's your second favorite?
7.
Fair enough.
And you don't want to know what my first favorite is.
I have an idea.
I don't think you do, John. I don't think you do.
I don't. Who knows? But do you have a winner's speech for us today?
Yes, yes, I do. Because I am a winner, and that is me. Perokers, Infinity Stones. I don't know if I'm going to call it that. Something like that. Something along the lines of that. But when I wrote this down, I'm like, this is such a good idea. I just don't know when we'll do it. Because I didn't know when I was going to pick it. I didn't know if John was ever going to pick it. Because sometimes, like, when I'm scrolling through the list, I'll look at something and be like, why did I write that? And I'll forget. So what I did this time was I actually wrote down the idea so I didn't forget. I have that for a couple other ones. So I have, there's an episode on the list called Painter's Paradise. And when you read that, you're like, what? What does that mean? I have the idea written down. So that way, whenever we do it, I can actually pull it up and be like, oh, this is the idea behind this episode. Instead of just being like, oh, I wonder why I wrote that. Why would I have done this? So, but, honestly, really good, thought experiment, altogether. And let us know if you agree with our picks. If you don't, then please tell us in a kind and acceptable way. When we post this over on Instagram and Twitter, I will, of course, in writing tell you the stones that we chose, or like, well, the episode we chose for the different stones and stuff. So it was a lot of fun.
Indeed. I'm interested to hear what you guys have to say. So, yeah, like Ethan said, kind and respectful. They'll be like, you freaking suck. I didn't say that's the mindset. This is not the mindset it should have been. You are stupid and ugly. I hate you guys. If you do that, but I don't listen.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for listening. We hopefully provoked a conversation. If you want to find myself, you can find me at Jeeben Stevens over on Twitch, and as well as Jeeben Stevens on YouTube, and Jeeben Stevens VODs on YouTube, which are all of my past streams, where I remember to upload them. Every stream that I've been doing for the past few months, I've gone up there eventually, so if you're like, man, I missed that stream, you can watch it, and check it out there. And then you can also find us over on Instagram and X or Twitter. Twitter is the Provokers Pod, and on Instagram it's the Provokers Podcast Official. So you should go check those out. A lot of interesting updates you can get there. It's like with things we're doing, and you can also check out the Patreon, where we have, it's called the Provokers, just like a podcast. We have multiple tiers that allow you to get special rewards and perks, and each tier ranges from $1 to $100. The more you buy, the more you get, because we're not going to just give you nothing. You got to get something out of your money. When you become a member.
I was going to jump in real quick. I forgot to mention it. You're going to get more information on Patreon. But there's going to be some information coming out on our socials about Project Blue /Meet the Provoker, whatever you want. Something is happening right now with it. Something's going underway. And if you want a sneak peek? I can't speak. Hey, that rhymed. If you want a sneak peek at the thing in general, that's over on Patreon. But if you want some information on it, check our socials, and there might be some information over there for it.
Indeed. And then also, when you become a member of the Patreon, you get access to an exclusive Patreon-only Discord server with us. We can talk to you about all your burning questions about the podcast, and whatnot, and So check that out. And we also have the extended cut episodes, which are brief, like 30-minute episodes on Patreon. The first five, I think it is $3, and then after that, they're $5. And those have like little small bits where it wouldn't fit a full length episode. Sometimes it does become full length episodes, but usually they don't. So you can check those out because those are also interesting. And I think with all that out of the way, we'll catch you guys next time.